Okay, round two. Name something that's not boring.
A laundry? Ooh, a book club. Computer solitaire, huh?
Ah, oh, sorry. We were looking for Chumba Casino. That's right. Chumbacasino.com has over 100 casino-style games. Join today and play for free for your chance to redeem some serious prizes. Chumbacasino.com. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
Hi, everybody. It's Mark Messier, and you're listening to Blue Shirt Underground Show, the number one Rangers podcast. Make sure you tune in to find out all the latest news. Let's go, Rangers.
Blue Shirt Underground, motherfucker!
Can't BS a Ranger fan, can't BS a Ranger fan.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome to the Blue Shirt Underground Show. Today is Monday. It is December 23rd of the year 2019. Or if you prefer, it is Christmas Eve Eve. My name is Jim. And as always, I am joined by the one and only Eddie Geik. Eddie, good evening. Almost Merry Christmas to you, sir.
Merry Christmas back to you. Really close to Christmas, right? Christmas Eve, Eve, like you said.
Yes, sir.
I'm very happy. And I'm very happy to be with you guys and talking Ranger hockey. Especially with you for, it seems, almost over a decade.
It is over a decade.
I know. That's why it seems
That way, right?
Yeah. 10 years.
Yeah. Hello to everybody who's joined us. Nice to see. I guess we're early enough in the UK that we have Marty Kanz that gets to be in the chat room tonight.
Marty,
absolutely, positively, hands down, one of our biggest fans. This man stays up until 3:30 in the morning listening to shows. He's watching recaps. He loves his Rangers. He loves this show. So I'm glad. Marty was able to be here with us tonight. I guess it's probably 10:30 in the UK. I think a 5-hour time difference. Shank of the evening over there. They're just settling down to the Benny Hill show on the BBC. I don't know. I have no idea. They watch the Honeymooners before bed like we used to.
I don't know what they do over there. It's so funny, you know, the whole BBC thing. We got like 4 shows from the BBC, I think. Was that? Well, I don't know if that was like, I don't know what that was. That was like Thames Television or whatever they called that. Thames. They call that river the Thames, don't they?
Is right. How pronounced that? Right.
So, yeah, English TV, yeah.
Fawlty Towers, wasn't that a BBC show? John Cleese, right?
Yeah, that was very funny. Space 1999. I don't know if that was English.
Space 1999. I remember that used to be on after Star Trek on Channel 11 on Saturday nights. Star Trek was 6 o'clock, and then Space 1999 came on at 7.
And they couldn't have been more opposite shows, because Star Trek, although it was limited with its graphics and stuff, always had interesting stories and the acting and all that. 1999 had great graphics, but the most boring dialogue. It'll put you right to sleep.
I don't think I can't remember. I may have watched a few episodes, you know, way back when you know, back in when I was a kid and watched Star Trek every Saturday night.
It had a great theme, man. Great theme.
Yes, I remember the theme. It did have a good theme.
Speaking of good themes, hey baby, the Rangers are back.
Big win at the Garden yesterday.
Kids Day, Sam.
Kids Day.
Kids Day. Kids Day. Kids Day.
Great anthem from a young girl. She did a great job.
Yeah, you know, she did a great job. And I want to, you know, listen, I'm not going to put down the kids.
Here it comes.
But, I mean, like.
Here it comes.
She had to be all, like, glammed up. She had all the Ranger thing and all that stuff. And,
well, she had her little sequin dress. You could tell she liked to perform. She's blowing kisses to the crowd.
Right, when she was done a little singing. Hammy.
She's a little like, oh, we can't appreciate a good ham on this show?
She's too young to be a ham. You can ham me when you get older. But she articulated every word perfectly. She was really, really good.
Very good, well, yes.
Who am I to? Am I some kind of Grinch to put down the children at holiday time?
Right.
No, she was very good. It's funny that you mentioned that. I must have thought it was good because I rewinded it. Rewind. What am I, 1984?
Be kind, rewind.
Yeah.
You don't want to get charged $1.50.
Oh, I got accosted by this guy that used to work at a video store in the 80s. The place where we practice at, my band practices at, they have a guy who sets up the mics, and he sits there and basically babysits the place.
Right.
He starts cranking. He's a little bit older than us, oh, me, and he's like, hey, I used to work in a video store in the 80s, man. We used to sell video, the laser discs. Oh, yeah, these come in two parts. You had to get up, and you had to put the second half in. It was a pain in the ass. And he goes, we were making money hand over fist, $60 for a video cassette. Then Top Gun came out, and they made it a special for $30. So everybody decided to follow Top Gun. It ruined the industry. What the hell is this guy talking about, man?
That was it.
That was it. Top Gun ruined the VHS industry.
Well, maybe Top Gun 2 will bring it back.
Yeah.
Maybe, you know, when Maverick comes out, it'll bring back the whole Laserdisc.
The Laserdisc.
Fad or picture disc. Remember the RCA picture disc?
Yes. So he went all such sour grapes that Top Gun mate was a sale and brought that. Don't you think $60 for a VHS tape is just was way too much?
Oh yeah, of course.
All right,
of course. So
anyway, I have to deal with that guy.
Well, since we're kicking off the holidays here, we have to we want to wish all our friends who celebrate a happy Hanukkah. I believe today is candle number 2, correct? Is that correct? Is
today number 2? The wrong person.
I think it's night number 2. So, but you know who else wants to wish everybody a happy Hanukkah?
I know.
Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay, and when it's dry and ready, with dreidel I will play. I always played with dreidels as a youngster. To all of you, from all of us at MSG Network, happy Hanukkah.
Happy Hanukkah. Let me see if I can get the video to play. Oh, wait a minute.
When it's dry and ready, with dreidel
Let's try this again. Hold on.
Dreidel, 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 I made it out of clay, and when it's dry and ready, with dreidel I will play. I always played with dreidels as a youngster. To all of you, from all of us at MSG Network, happy Hanukkah.
Why are there subtitles underneath that? I can understand what he's saying.
I don't know. What can I
do? What do they think? Like, Gentiles can't understand that? I understand that it's a catchy Sam. may have missed his calling there. He's got quite the pipe.
I'm in Toronto and I'm Jewish. I'm playing with my Joe plays with his dreidel every time he talks about Hank.
Wow. Yeah.
Fondles his dreidel.
Oh man. They didn't thank
God. My mother used to tell me if I played with my dreidel, I'd go blind.
Yes. You get hairy palms. That's another one. That's why I should look like a gorilla at this point. But so Sam, that's pretty funny. That's a good find. When did he do that? Is that recent? Is that a
that was posted in our group overnight last night, I believe, and Colin Cook was nice enough, as always, to pull the audio for us.
He's got a wonderful voice.
He does. The dulcet tones of what's his name? Davishmul Rosen? What was his real name? He was Shmuley?
No, Shmuley, I think. Shmuley Rosen. We should have like Sam's greatest hits, like one of those old Ronco commercials or something, like Sam Rosen's greatest hits, Fatherly Juices.
And I'm on KTEL, and I've got my greatest hits.
That's right. So, yeah, we could do a whole thing. Listen to Sam, Sam does his...
Oh, join me in Toronto!
Oh, dreidel. did you watch, you watching a game? What?
Yes, I actually watched... got to see about 95% of the game yesterday.
Yes.
Saw most of it.
Well, did you watch it live or on a DVR?
Live.
Okay.
Live.
I did not see it live, so I DVR'd the game.
You taped it?
I taped it. Let me tell you, this MSG is so poorly run. It says the game is going to start at 7 o'clock, the rerun, the rebroadcast, the encore. I get some fakakta German football, Bootslager versus Gretchenville or whatever they're playing over there. There's some soccer game on, and I'm like, this ain't the Ranger game. Now I got to sit through the last 15 minutes of this soccer match waiting for the Rangers to start.
Oh, how exciting.
Yes. I mean, I like soccer, but not that much that I want to watch Hoovenhofer beat Schmiegelthor. So I'm watching this game, and then it comes on, and now it's edited. They edit the game down to 2 hours. So you know how they like moving further along?
Like, right. You know,
they do it, and then it's just a black screen. Moving. And I swear, Jim, it goes on for like 6 minutes. I'm sitting there watching. I guess nothing's happening. There's a black screen. It's completely dead air on a major cable network. And there isn't any doofus, any moron at the MSG desk. They must have all went out for dinner or something. Because there's nothing on. So I
said, we'll be right back after this 6-minute commercial break.
They might as well have come back and said, and I, that's like, from Madison Square Garden.
It's like, that's like Felix on Monday Night Football on The Odd Couple. And I'll be back in just a minute to tell you the 3 plays you just missed.
So later on, the Rangers are up 4-1. And they're like moving further along, and they move further along.
They should play the Muppet song, moving right along. Do do do, foot loose and fancy free.
Then I
look Joe and Sam are gonna fuck up. Come share it with me. Moving right along. Do do do. You take it. You know best. Joe, I'm in Toronto, and I've got a. I don't know. I'll have to come up with something. Anyway, I'm sorry.
Well, they come back from the moving further along. Now, they did succeed in not giving you black screen for 6 minutes. I look at the score, but it's 5-1. They missed an entire range of goal. I don't even understand. I don't know who scored, how they scored. I didn't even know who got the fifth goal. Because MSG decided not to, to skip it to show me 8 minutes of nothing. So who got the fifth goal? I don't even know.
The, let's see, the fifth goal was that Kreider's second goal? No, I'm sorry, no, Zibanejad got the fifth goal.
Oh, he did. Okay. Did he get it from Strom or something? What's this? I mean, I feel like I was cheated. I mean, you're paying $2 million for this cable here and these goons over at MSG, and I'm sorry to disparage the goons and the people that work there since you're close friends with one of them, but that network's, come on. I've seen high school radio run better than that. You don't have dead air.
Mike Silvers does high school football games. They probably come off with less hitches than Madison Square Garden. He does
10 times a better job than the production value. What, do they have a bunch of interns there on Sundays? The worst thing, and he'll tell you, the worst thing in radio is to have dead air. The worst thing on TV, I mean, that's even worse. Shit. Total shit, that broadcast. But anyway, in happier news, the Rangers got a ton of shots. Didn't give up a ton of shots. And they won a game. Chris Kreider's on a streak.
Yeah. Trade him while his value's up.
Trade him now. Now. Right now.
Here you go.
Moving right along. Foot loose and fancy free.
Getting there is half the fun. Come here. Moving right along.
That's what they should play. Sam and Joe in the front seat of an old jalopy.
Well, they do. Like, there's a little graphic that says moving along. And that should play that song. So, yes, Howie Sussman, one of our esteemed chatters, is saying that, yes, the Ducks had Getzlaff was not playing. Silverberg was not playing. Who else wasn't playing?
They were very depleted. They Ryan Miller in goal.
No Timo Solani. They did not. Right. They certainly were not a former. But listen, the Rangers dropped those games. They lose those type of games. That's been a thing of concern with the Rangers and their staff. And even the two coconuts in the booth were talking about how the Rangers don't play very well against some of the bottom feeders of the league that are less than they are. And, you know, that's been part and parcel to being a Ranger fan and for years. But this year, so they won. They destroyed them. A lot of fights, a lot of dirty play in that game.
Ducks didn't have Charlie Conway in that game. They didn't have Fulton Reed.
Whoa. Brendan Lemieux was going ape shit in that game.
No Greg Goldberg in goal.
Again, the officiating was atrocious. Abomination. Whatever.
Why is Brendan Lemieux getting reputation penalties? Why is his? Why does he have a reputation? I mean, he's not a dirty player, is he?
No, I don't think he's a dirty player, but I think that he chirps so much during the game that, you know, I could see how a referee would say, like, this guy is a dick. Because you know what it is? He'll chirp and he'll antagonize anybody. He's got no, like, he's just not antagonizing the enforcers, or the enforcers, that's an outdated term, but the agitators, the guys with a little bit, you know, edge to them, but edge to their game, but he will agitate anybody, you know. And yeah, I don't know. What do they look at the top of the penalty minutes chart and go, "This, oh, that's him.
Right.
Let's give him 10 minutes.
Right.
You know, bonus. Yeah. I think he's got a reputation. Reputation, as Bill Chavik used to say. Also, I did read something on the HF boards about Kerry Fraser being interviewed about Lemieux, and that Lemieux has now why Kerry Fraser knows that Lemieux has a reputation. But yeah, he's developed one. He's here. We got him. He's ours for this year at least. But a lot of times it seems like, how do you get an unsportsmanlike for not fighting? I don't get that.
That's a good question.
Aren't you supposed to walk away? Isn't that what they, I mean, it's a little cheesy, you know, in the old school way, but he baited him. And Branson, that big dummy, fell for it.
Yeah, he's a lummox.
Yeah, he's a big dude. I wouldn't mind having him on my team. He's, well, maybe I would, but he, you know, the guy is, he's a big dude. And then he doesn't drop the gloves. Unsportsmanlike. I'm right here.
Yep. He'll be back, folks. Anyway, so yeah, I don't understand why Lemieux is getting these reputation penalties when I don't think his reputation should be that bad. He's certainly not like it's not like Sean Avery. Eddie's coming back. Oh, there we go. Here he comes. There you are.
I don't know why that happened.
Well, you've seen the new Star Wars movie, I take it.
I have not.
I thought that's where you got your to-go cup.
Oh, no, this is the other one.
Oh, okay, that's the last.
December 15.
Oh, that's The Force Awakens, then.
The Last Jedi.
Oh, The Last Jedi, okay.
When was that? What year?
I thought that was only 2 years ago. Yeah, that was 2 years ago. The Force Awakens was 2015.
I'm so hooked on The Mandalorian that I don't have to watch any Star Wars anymore.
I'm not caught up on The Mandalorian. I'm a few episodes behind. I do like it, though. I do like it.
Very good.
Yeah.
Very good. But, so I've said, yeah, his reputation, it's a little excessive.
I just don't think it's warranted.
I think now.
I mean, this isn't a guy that goes out headhunting. You know,
he's not Matt Cook. He's not slew-footing people.
Right. I don't really get it.
He's not going for the head injuries. You know, I don't know. What are you going to do? And then, it's. I still think he's a very effective. And he's not like a total. Like, he's chips in for goals. He plays on the power play, the second unit.
Yeah. Kills penalties.
Don't they recognize that, these officials?
I mean, are they just trying to mete out, if that's the right word, any personality from this league?
Of course. What does Costa say? He'll say it if we put him on. But homogenized, pasteurized for you.
Homogenized. Go ahead, spend your money. Why I don't feel sorry for these suckers. AH at the end. I got him laughing. He's waiting. You, Steve, you are quite welcome. You're quite welcome. We sent some BSU merchandise for Mr. Boogle.
Ah, good.
Some updated stuff.
I feel bad for Steven.
Do you?
Yeah, because he had that awful experience with Cosby's with the Leah Sanderson jersey.
Right.
And, I mean, it took all, you know, the powers that be in the world to get it straightened out. Now Leas has decided that he has no longer wants to play for the Rangers. He's quitting. I'm going home.
It's been a rough year for Leas, man. He falls on his tuchus on opening night. His number one fan gets the botched up Chinese jersey from Cosby's.
Wrong number.
Sent to Hartford. Doesn't want to play in Hartford. And then he says, screw you guys, I'm going home.
Yes. Now,
screw you guys, home.
Now, I just, you know what I, how I stood. I said, let's give Leas a full reboot this season. Let's put last season behind him. Now, I'm going to ask you this. I'm going to ask the chat room, the people at home, the people listening to us on Skype, on the Mizlu Television Network, all around.
Wometco Home Theater. That's always a good
do
one.
You think it's,
Prism?
Do you think it's a systematical problem with the Rangers in developing their youth that now we've had two consecutive guys go down? And now we discussed at length the Kravtsov deal last week. But do you think this is becoming a pattern, or is it just two isolated cases with discontented youth?
Well, this is, you know, you've got Anderson now, who's the top pick in 2017, who has packed his shit and gone home. We had Kravtsov, who went home and now he's back. And you've got Kako, who's struggling. I think it's fair to say he's having some issues. So, you know, I'm starting to wonder if there's a pattern that maybe, you know, it's one thing to say we're going to rebuild and we're going to get all young players, but is there really, to use the word you just used, is there really a systematic plan? Is there really a plan in place to get a player and to take a first round pick and guide him into the NHL? Because I got to tell you right now, I'm not sure.
Really?
Three out of their last four picks are struggling. Three out of their last four first round picks. Three out of the four. Was Keandre Miller, was he a first round pick or a second round pick?
I think second round.
So, you know, this is three out of the last four that they're having a little, you know, there's been some growing pains. I think they drafted Leas Anderson too high and then they don't know what to do with them. And, you know, I think just like Kravtsov, just like Jillian Kemmerer told us last week, I think there's fault on both sides. But, you know, it's a bad optic when you are drafted by an organization for your leadership and then at the first sign of trouble, you pack your suitcase and you just say, I'm not playing. I'm done.
Right.
You know, I don't know the situation. I'm not in the locker room. We're not around the team. We just know what we read and we know what we see. But to me, what I see is I see Philip Hedel, who struggled in camp. The staff didn't think he was ready opening night. He went to Hartford. He played 10 games in Hartford, and he owned it, and he came back a better player. Everybody else seems to have a big problem with going to Hartford, or, you know, just kind of taking their time. I don't know. But there's some kind of disconnect, if you ask me, between the organization and these first-round picks. I don't know. Maybe, do these guys just expect to come into the league and play 15 minutes a night from day one? I don't know.
I think, well, I've been corrected in the chat room. Keandre Miller was a first-round pick. Last week I kind of threw it out there. It's like, you know, the Rangers have unlimited resources out there, you know, that don't have count towards the salary cap. And I feel like there is a little bit of a pattern here developing, and I don't know if it's an acclimation problem with these kids or their expectations, or there seems to be a disconnect between the Rangers organization and these European players. Now, I certainly am not going to blame an 18-year-old kid, 19-year-old kid. You know, you're emotionally, you're just not really set. I mean, your goals in hockey are set, but other things in your life and And so I think it's partial blame. The part of me, which is the older grumpy guy, or just how it used to be, earn your bones, then you play. You know, I mean, you, case in point, Filipino, like you said, whether he watched pictures of tape of Sidney Crosby playing without the puck, he went down to Hartford, he killed it, and he came back, and he's been really good. It's progress.
Right.
Elias Anderson, when he first came to the Rangers, went down to Hartford, killed it, came back, and then did nothing. And he...
Now, let me ask you a question. Steve Vogel just raised a question in the chat room here, and I'm not sure I disagree with him. He says, we have a coach who wants to play a North American style of hockey, and we have scouts and a GM who want to draft with a more global view. Would you agree with that or disagree with that?
Well, he prefers... it's a tough question because I don't want to pigeonhole David Quinn as being a North-South guy just because he plays Michael Haley and Greg McKegg and on the fourth line. He seems to have no problem playing Mika Zibanejad with Panarin and all the guys who are chipping in.
Right.
He doesn't have them on the third or fourth. They're talented. They're just overtly talented. Now, I think there could be an argument for that, but he only can play with the hand he's dealt. And last year he had to go north south because they had nothing. This was one of the questions that I asked several experts we had on this show. Can David Quinn be able to convert from a lunch pail yeoman hard worker? Will he favor those guys over guys with high end skill? Well, you know what? You got to show some high end skill. Now, I think Kaapo Kakko is down in the dumps. I think his confidence is not high at all. But if you look at him comparable to like Jack Hughes, his stats are about the same. Now, Hughes has missed. They both missed a few games. I don't know if in Devil World people are flipping out over Jack Hughes. Do I think Kakko should have more than 5 or 6 goals? Yes.
Devil World? I don't know. Let me open my window. I'll ask both of them.
Let me ask you this.
All right.
Do you think Kaapo Kakko has been asked to – didn't he get first line and first power play privileges right from the get go? Do you think there's been?
I don't think it was. I don't think it was right away. I think it. I don't think it was right away, but he did get some time there.
Do you think David Quinn has buried him on the third and fourth lines? He has recently, but for the first 20 games, do you think there was any kind of bias to him because he was a Euro?
I don't think so. Hold on. I'll look up some numbers here while you're talking. Let's see. Where is Kakko? Where is he? Kaapo Kakko is averaging 15 minutes a game. Which is obviously near the bottom for forwards. I mean, it's only those fourth liners that are behind him, really, for the most part. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm listening.
Oh, okay.
I was reading a comment in the...
Oh, okay. All right, I was just making sure. It got very quiet.
No, I was just kind of pondering the whole thing. I'm trying to make a I don't want to put that on David. Listen, are the Rangers Okay. Bottom line. Now, I know, I guess I can't go bottom line because we see these draft picks just evaporating that we've taken. And it's of concern. But David Quinn, the coach, do you think the Rangers are on track or where they should be? Or is this more of a question of the rebuild or the build is being stalled because of his decisions to play guys?
I just think, I don't know. I think they're numbers wise, I think they're right around where I thought they'd be. For what do they have? 38 points in 35 games, I think, right? 35 games played. They have 38 points. They're in sixth place. They look really good some nights. They look really bad others. They're they're an inconsistent young team. I think they're doing some things well. I think they're, I think the goaltending has been sporadic, erratic at times.
Yes.
Both goaltenders, really. Defense has been better some nights, terrible others. I mean, I don't know. Everybody screams, oh, they give up too many shots. They give up too many shots. Then they hold the team to 20 shots, and they still lose.
It's perplexing. There's two things I think that are lacking. A winning streak. The Rangers have not gone on a winning streak this year.
Three games? Is that the longest?
Yeah, They need to go on a 6 or 7 game tear. They have unable to do that. And that's the reason this team is too fragile. And I think it's because of the youth. Or maybe it's the coach. I mean, I think it's too early to talk about the coach's shortcomings.
I really do. I just.
I think it's too early. People have him fired, Jim. People have him fired all over the
internet. Oh, I know. I've been seeing it since the second week of the season. I just, again, they're like a quarter of the way into this rebuild.
I think it's a lot.
It's 8, 9, 20. What are we at? 20 months? A long way to go. And I don't understand what people are expecting. I mean, they're 17-14. They're hanging around, but if people want them to be better, that really doesn't help a rebuilding team.
Fire the coach.
I mean, do you really want to see this team make the playoffs just to get obliterated in the first round by Washington or, God forbid, the Islanders?
Well, that's what I think a lot of this comes from. They see Trotz came in and now has made the Islanders a force. And they're seeing that he's doing it with nothing over there. I mean, it's Josh Bailey and Barzal and every other loser that you could name.
Barzal's a pretty good player, though.
No, but I'm saying Josh Bailey's got that's their first line. It's like Josh Bailey.
Merry Christmas, y'all, building alone.
Yeah. It's
George Bailey. Sorry.
George Bailey, yes. But Matthew Barzal's a fantastic.
Sentimental hogwash.
But, yes. I'll get you, George Bailey.
I'll get you, George Bailey. Look at you. What are you?
You
used to be so... I forget what he told you. You used to be so smart.
And Jay the Dead is right. This fan base has become incredibly stupid over the last decade. That's just a product of social media and every idiot having a voice now. This is sans anybody who watches this show. We embrace our idiocy. But I'm just trying to figure it out. And I think I'm watching what some of the chatters are saying. And Steve Google, I agree. I think it's a systematic problem. The Rangers should invest. I mean, do they really got to have Sergei Nemchinov's daughter? Is the only thing they could come up with is a liaison for these Russian players? I mean, you got to have a whole team to handle these guys. Now, I know I'm an older guy. You don't want a baby. You don't want to coddle. But these people are an investment.
Right. They're an asset.
They're an asset. You got to invest money in this. They should have somebody cooking Kravtsov borscht and bringing them in whatever the Russians eat. Now, I don't know what Lias' expectations were. to come in and play first line minutes? Come on. Obviously, you watched Elias Anderson. I don't care how many minutes he played. I don't care. Did he show you anything? Anything while he was on the ice?
Not really. I mean, you know, not really. I just, his skating is just, I just don't think he's that great of a skater. He doesn't have a lot of quickness. He struggled. You know,
could he just be a bad pick?
Well, that you certainly have to consider that. Yeah, maybe it was just a reach pick.
I mean,
not all number one picks hit the, you know, they don't all make a big impact in the NHL. What are you going to do?
But the thing is, Kako is struggling. And I think now the flares are going up in Ranger land. This is it. Gorton doesn't know how to pick. They pick these Euros, so they don't know what they're doing. They don't know how to handle them. But I know Kaapo Kakko is going to be a good player. I just seen it. I know it. He's just got to get his confidence back.
You know, the minute
he's fucking 18. What do we want this guy to come in? I mean, there are some younger guys that come into this league and make a big splash. He's just not doing it right now.
You know, the minute they draft these kids from these European countries, they ought to hire them a handler. Hire them a handler.
They should have a whole team. They should have four people.
You know, there was a guy that used to play for the Giants. He was a fullback. He was Charles Way was his name. And when Charles Way retired, the Giants hired him. I forget what his title was, but his job was to help a rookie player and these young players become men, become players in the NFL. He would teach them how to balance their checkbook, how to pay their bills, how to find an apartment, how to shop, things like that. Just how to exist as a human being in the National Football League. The Rangers should have the same thing. They should have the fucking UN. In a room at the Garden.
Exactly.
The entire UN, the European Union.
I mean, I know the Rangers forever would draft. Remember how they were just drafting people out of college? So I believe that this is like a new territory, and they may not be prepared for it.
Maybe there was no plan. I don't know. Hire Anders Hedberg to work with the Swedes and Rayo Ruotsalainen, Mikko Leninen, hire guy. We've had plenty of European players. Give them jobs. Put them to work. What's Anders Hedberg doing right now? Well, what's Ulf Nielsen doing right now? Put him to work. All I see him doing, he's always on vacation. He's always posting pictures.
Showing his food.
Posted pictures of nasty-looking food on Facebook. And some of the most horrible. That man eats some of the most horrible looking shit. I love you all, former guest. But what are you doing? Get over here and go to work.
Or he's playing Sudoku. He's always showing you Sudoku puzzles. Sudoku, whatever you call it. Yeah, he should come over here and handle some of these Swedes. But, you know, there's some part of me that says, listen, earn your effing bones. Show me something. Then I think about the Elias Anderson. You remember when in the World Juniors when he threw the silver medal up in the crowd?
Right.
And at that time, I thought it was a good thing. Here's a guy who doesn't accept losing. Second place is no good for him.
Right.
But maybe he's a sore loser.
Right.
Maybe he's a guy, I didn't get my way, and right. I don't want your stinking medal.
Right. The guy that throws the Uno cards up in the air. I don't want to play this fucking game anymore. I didn't get any skips. I don't get any reverses. You got all the draw fours. Fuck this.
You played way too much Uno.
Uno's big in this house. We got the kids love it. We play all the girls will all be together this weekend for Christmas. There'll be lots of Uno being played.
Yeah.
I played a lot of Uno in high school, too.
Wow.
Yeah. Used to sit in the back of class playing Uno. I was a real rebel.
So now I'm thinking, it seems like some people, maybe the kid's got a, he's, listen, maybe he's got a streak of immaturity in him. Possibly. But wasn't this looked into when they drafted him? Wasn't this sussed out? There's something wrong. There's something really wrong here.
I love that word, by the way, sussed.
Sussed out. Oh, wait a minute. Jeff Diamond said he's a good Uno player. Maybe there'll be a video showdown. Merry Christmas, John Prestano.
Yes, Merry Christmas, Johnny.
So, I don't know. I really don't know. What do we know?
Nobody knows what we know.
Oh, we don't have all the facts. It's all conjecture. But that's all we're allowed to, you know. So what's he doing? Now he's suspended with Hartford? What kind of move is that?
I think he just left, didn't he?
Yeah, so they suspended him.
We don't know where he is. He could be in like a crack hotel in Hartford for all we know.
He's rooming with Henrik.
He could be at Costa's house for all we know. He's in the basement. That guy Hartnett, he is the worst. He is the worst goddamn writer in the world. That guy's terrible. He has no access to the team. He's an idiot. He is an idiot. He's some dope that writes on the WFAN website. WFAN that doesn't give a shit about the Rangers because they don't cover them. They don't carry their games anymore. They haven't cared about the Rangers in 20 years.
How could Quinn ruin somebody? He doesn't seem like the is that Mike Keenan?
We ruined. I mean, ruined him.
I mean, it's a question that I think will be played out. Now, I don't know. I always thought Elias Anderson is like Brett Howden light. Like Red Howden, he's not the greatest player. I mean, he hasn't developed into that.
But Brett Howden's just a bottom six guy, and that's all he is. And you know, he's going to score goals up occasionally, and he doesn't kill them, and he doesn't. He's just people expect too much because they you know he's part of that big trade, but he's just a bottom six guy.
But I got no problem
with Brett Howden.
I don't have a problem with him either.
You know?
I'm saying he's going to get like 6 or 7 goals. But Elias Anderson, I don't even think he could get 6 or 7 goals as constituted.
By the way, on the first line?
I
just wanted to mention this before I forget. It was just popped into my head. And since you watched the moving right along version of the game last night, you might not have heard this. Artemi Panarin is leading the league in points by a player in his first year with a team.
Oh,
you know who's second?
Jágr,
JT Miller, tearing it up in Vancouver.
A lot of ex-Rangers tearing it up.
Jonathan Tanner Miller.
He's putting it all together.
Yep, he's got a lot of cowboy in him.
Yep, JT Miller. Anthony Duclair, the Duke with over 20 goals.
Look at the team we could have. Oh, Joe.
So maybe there's something to it. Maybe there is. Stay away from the Euros.
Dreidel, dreidel, dreidel. I made it out of clay. And when it's dry and ready, with dreidel I will play. I always played with dreidels as a youngster. To all of you from all of us.
I always played with dreidels as a youngster.
I used to play with my dreidel.
I'm playing with my dreidel on my way to the cardiologist. I'm in Toronto and I've got my dreidel. Love it.
Big question. I think it's a big question. I think a lot of people have a lot of answers for it. I cannot rush to judgment. Now, is it wrong for a coach to expect a European player and all his players to play defense? Young players to teach them how to play defense?
I don't think it's unreasonable to expect any player on your roster to play defense. I don't care who you are.
Or to think defense first. I mean, they come from all these cockamamie leagues. I mean, you got to learn how to play in your back end. You got to learn to back check. I think the Rangers are with the young players, and a lot of times it's not just mental mistakes. Well, I guess it is mental mistakes, but they translate onto the ice.
Right.
I think the Rangers give up one goal, and that second goal is coming real quick against them. I've seen it several times this year. More than several times this year, where the Rangers give up consecutive goals within 30 seconds, and they're out of the game. It's over. Pack your bags, Millie.
Well, Millie,
we're going to
pack your bags.
We're going to L.A. I mean, you just you could shut off the game.
I want to say we've got a nice packed chat room here. I want to say hi to Joe Garcia. Joe is almost always in our game threads.
Hey, Joe.
And he's very funny. He brings the funny. And that's what those game threads are all about. Just being entertaining.
Yeah, but you know, Stephen Vogel is reiterating his point that he's using an analogy that it is if you buy a Ferrari, then expect to drive through the jungle and complain it's not a 4x4. You don't put Ovechkin on the power play. Stop changing players. Play them to their strengths.
But I'll just pose the question. Is Elias Anderson the Ferrari in this situation?
Yeah.
The Ford Fairmont right now.
Yeah. That's the problem with that analogy.
I get what he's saying.
I understand. I think
I'll tell you what. When we get a guy on this team as good as Alex Ovechkin, I'll make sure they don't put him on the penalty kill. You let me know when somebody that good shows up for the Rangers, and we'll make sure he doesn't kill penalties.
Now, do I think Kako is a Ferrari and the could be? Yeah.
He better be.
You know, but it's tough.
I think he'll be fine. He'll be fine.
That's your answer there. John, he'll be fine.
John Keller, Elias is a fucking moped. He's the VW Beetle.
Steven says he was referring to Kako.
Yes, I know.
But what do you, I don't know. They spent the whole season, beginning of the season, praising him and telling him how good he is, and they tried a lot of different things. I don't know. It's tough. You know, what we expect and what we think of this guy, we don't know what the reality is. We don't know what the reality is. Is he as good as we think? I think I've seen enough from him to tell you this guy is going to be a really good player in this league. Am I disappointed in his numbers? Well, the facts bear it out. Numbers don't lie, as our friend Russ Cohen says. He's only averaging 15 minutes a game. So does he need to play more? Does he need to be on every power play? Hey, he may wind up on every power play after Chris Kreider is sayonara, Chris.
Right.
They should trade him today. What are they waiting for?
Right. After those two goals.
The Devils moved early. They got rid of Taylor Hall. Boom. Get Kreider to Montreal. They think he's tough up there or something. Get
a fleece for Taylor Hall, too.
Yeah.
That was a fleecing.
I didn't think that was a good trade for them. But, Patty Duke is just drooling over Chris Kreider.
She loves her some Kreider.
Yeah, well, listen, you can't blame her. Right. Although I think his facial hair would annoy the hell out of me. But then again, look at me. Not exactly savoir faire over here.
Savoir faire is everywhere.
So, and you also, the Euros have a little bit of a mystique to them. And I think a lot of our expectations as fans are high. But with Kako, they should be. And here's another thing I'm going to go off on. With all these prospect guys we have on, and I listen, I'm not trying to disparage them. Oh, people would drive miles to see Jack Hughes play. I won't even go to Newark to see him play. Oh, Jack Hughes! Jack Hughes! What the hell am I saying? Now, he'll probably turn into Sidney Crosby after this comment.
Right.
It's like, really? I mean, there seems to be way too much hype with these guys. Oh! Yeah,
probably true.
I mean, he's the best. Again, it's their first 30 games in the NHL. Do I really want to make my diagnosis right now?
No, not yet.
Not yet. So,
got to be patient. Be patient with everybody. Got players in their first year, coaches in their second year in the NHL, and everybody, you know, it's a learning experience for everybody. Sit down, shut up, and be glad they're not the Devils.
Yeah, and I think the Kravtsov thing will work itself out. I'm a lot, very so. Much more optimistic after talking to Jillian last week.
Yeah, we got a lot of good feedback about having her on. Everybody thought she was very informative. And, you know, I was saying to Jen, I said, our best guests have always been the ones that just come on and talk to us, you know, and not at us. And you know what I mean?
Right.
She doesn't come on here and pretend to be an expert. She just kind of, you know, she just talked to us. But she was very informative, very interesting. That's why Russ Cohen is always such a good guest. You know, he doesn't come out here and bloviate and pontificate to us. He just talks hockey.
Talking hockey.
Right.
I mean, she is an expert, but she doesn't talk to us like an expert.
Right. Right.
So. Plus, she was happy to answer my questions, which I'm still stunned that they played on three different ice surfaces over there.
So am I. That was actually a topic of conversation on Twitter that people were having with her after watching our show and watching her on the show, and it just turned into a whole conversation on Twitter that I wasn't even part of. I just thought it was nice that people were talking about something that she talked about on the show.
Yeah. I thought that was really interesting. I don't even know how you prepare for that as a goalie. You have a different game plan on different ice surfaces. It's
very, it's got to be difficult.
Yeah.
So
you want to talk to Costa?
You want to talk? We got Costa. We got Connor. And I think we got Steve Vogel, but I don't see him on screen, so I don't know. He might not be ready. So who do you want first? You want Costa or Connor?
Costa.
All right, here he comes. Here he comes.
Welcome down. He's wearing his idiot box shirt there. Remember that? That's right, baby. That's right. He's on point today.
Oh, there we go.
Hello, folks.
Hello.
What's going on?
What's going on there?
Nothing.
So, you think there's any foundation to some of this? Quinn don't like the Euros. I know you like a good conspiracy theory there, Costa.
Well, I'll say this, like I mentioned in the chat, that Jack Hughes is only getting 16 minutes a game, so it's not like he's you know what I'm saying,
right?
Kako's only getting 15:30 or something like that.
Yes.
Yeah. So they like it's not like Hughes is getting like 20-30 minutes, so. Right.
You do realize that the Devils coach was fired. That was giving him that 60 minutes. But I know what you're saying. I think
I mean,
we got our first fire Quinn in the chat. Sorry.
I mean, would it really make a difference if Kako was playing 16 minutes over 15:30? No.
No.
Okay.
Yes. Costa, they're commenting in the chat that you've gotten a haircut.
That,
I like the fact that people pay close enough attention to Costa when he's on the show that they know when he's gotten a haircut.
And he looks sharp.
He looks sharp.
So my mother used to say to me.
It's like $100.
So
finer than frog hair split three ways, my friend.
Yes. No, you know what? He's That's I didn't know that about yous. So you know, so
I need to pipe down about Kako.
What are you gonna temper your
Yeah, a little bit.
What are you going into, you going into the cone of silence?
To the cone of silence. Kako. Let me ask you this.
Yes, sir.
You've got Lea Sanderson. Is this an entitlement issue? What's going on?
Oh God. It's just a clusterfuck.
Is it a millennial problem? Is it the whatever they call them, Generation Z, Generation V, whatever they call these things, these kids today?
I just think Quinn's gonna play his favorites.
I've had this argument with you like 1,000 times. Doesn't every coach play his favorites?
How many mistakes is a player going to make until he says, you know what, maybe I need to, maybe needs to be scratched this game, and you know, blah, blah, blah.
Now, Kako was scratched the last game, wasn't he?
No, I think he was sick. He might have been sick.
Yeah, but see, that's my thing is, I don't know.
That's what I'm saying. Into conspiracy theories.
Yes. I start thinking, well, wasn't he sick 2 weeks ago? And now he's sick again? Well, what's going on here? Because they can't come out and say they're benching him. You can't say you're benching your first round pick. Right. You can't come out and say that. Even those dopes at Madison Square Garden know that. Wait a minute. Sean McCaffrey's trout wig is back? Wait a minute. We still haven't found out what happened to Al Troutwig. He's sick. Him and got the flu.
Costa and Hank got shampoos and a mani pedi together. Nice.
Okay. Saying that Kako.
Yeah, Sean McCaff reporting that that Al Troutwig is back.
Oh, he must be watching the pregame. I forgot there's a show. There's a game tonight.
Yeah, there's a game in 28 minutes. So.
Oh, man. So Troutwig is back. Back from his heroin detox. He was on that smack, that H.
Or he was in. Maybe he has a big casino. If you know what I'm talking about.
I have no idea what that means.
Cancer, the big casino. Cancer.
Oh, the big casino.
Yeah, that's another one. Add that one. Maybe I wish him well. I just hope that it's. Wait a minute. This came false. It's a pre-recorded bit with JD. Well, maybe they're working him in. Yes, the pregame is useless. You're right, Patty Duke. You're also that stupid when they're in that bar with the Ranger bar or something.
Oh, that Bud Light bar. That's hideous. That thing's just ridiculous.
That's almost as bad as that show they had with three guys talking hockey. What was that show?
Yeah, I know what you're talking about. I can't remember
the name. Or the very low. Everything is low rent when it comes to the Rangers.
Exactly.
On the broadcast end.
I couldn't agree with you more. Why? I couldn't agree with you more.
Why? But why?
Why? It's all about the money.
I understand, but they got the money to spend on a little something a little better, you know?
They don't own the network anymore. Cablevision, he's through. I don't know what goes on.
Wait a minute. Wait.
I don't think Dolan is involved with Cablevision anymore, right? Don't they?
Yeah.
He still is?
No. I'm sure no. It's somebody else. But you would think it's there. If it's MSG, they own the whole schmear, the network, and the whole shebang.
I thought it might be still owned by the Hughes Television Network. I don't know what
that might be it, man. That might be it. Maybe because they got to cut. Maybe there's not enough. Maybe I'm starting the well trying to run dry a little bit there. A little bit.
All right.
But I'll bet you $1 million that the Knicks are getting like, you know, the royal treatment.
Oh, yeah, their post game goes on for hours
it's a fucking team, man. Anyways.
All right, so we got that. Tonight they play the Flyers. Oh boy, do I hate
Flyers. Really? The Flyers? Really?
The Flyers, really?
The Flyers.
I get to see.
Are they in Philly?
Yes.
They're in
Philadelphia.
We gotta see that fucking mascot. Ugh.
Oh, you don't like Gritty?
Dude, the Flyers are weren't they part of the first expansion?
Yes.
If you need a fucking mascot, something's up. Something the fuck's up.
I'll tell you what's not up is Kevin Hayes' scoring totals. He's got like 4 goals. He's being paid $8 million a year.
I mean, is it me or none of the original 6 have a mascot per se?
The Rangers are the only one that
Canadians do.
The Rangers are the only one who don't have a mascot.
The Canadians do.
Who?
Yuppie.
UPIP, we all P.
He used to be the Expos mascot, and I think when the Expos moved to Washington, he became the Canadiens mascot.
I'm pretty sure every team has a mascot except the Rangers.
Does Toronto have one?
Yeah, Jeff Diamond.
Chicago?
Oh, brother.
Yeah, they have some Indian, probably. Hockey. I don't know. I'm pretty sure I looked this up. But the Flyers, Elaine Vigneault, they're playing. I don't know.
Professor Gumball.
Yeah, Professor Gumball, and
Chewy.
Boy, they must be hating Kevin Hayes over there, some big time. That big mouth breather walking around making $8 million a year.
$8 million. Yeah, the Rangers have that Labrador Retriever. Is he the mascot?
Who? Chris Drury?
Couldn't happen to a better team, right?
So, all right.
Fucking Hayes fleeced their ass.
All right. Let's call this a show because I want to get him watch the Rangers.
Oh, all right. You know, that's it? We're done?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
All right. And Vogel's waiting, too, so we'll talk to him next time?
Yeah. Sorry, all right. Steve.
Sorry, guys.
I gotta eat.
You should see the look on Steve's face. He's got Connor's flipping us off.
Oh, well. All right, put Steve on.
All right, Steve. Here you come.
Hey guys, there. How are you doing?
Hey, Steve.
What's up?
What's going on, brother?
I'm good. I have my blue shirt.
Oh, there he is.
Nice. Look at that.
I'm waiting for the new one. Catherine's going to give it to me next week. So waiting.
Cool.
For
Are you coming into the States?
Yeah, I fly to New York on the 31st. So.
And I'm sure you're going to catch a game, or
actually, this will be the first time ever I fly to North America without going to a hockey-related event. No draft.
Wow! All right. So here we're going to go quickly. Give All us right. your take. What you think? With the Elias Anderson and this, it seems to be this repetitious thing with the Rangers not being able to make their European players happy.
All right, I'm going to be short and quick. I'm a fan of Elias Anderson as a person, not necessarily as a player. He earned more than a fourth line role in preseason. He didn't get it. He let it affect his play. Then he was rightfully demoted to Hartford, and then his play deteriorated even more. And now he wants out. I don't think it's fair to blame one side in this. I think the Rangers didn't handle the situation well. At the same time, I think Elias Anderson is acting worse than you could expect from a pro hockey player. Let's put it that way. I don't think it's definitely the end of the relationship between the Rangers and Elias, because Jonathan Drouin came back to the lineup in Tampa after he went through a similar situation. Of course, he was traded afterwards, but that's a different story. Ryan Grubb refused to report to Maine, the ECHL team, when he was demoted, and now he's back in Hartford. So it's not necessarily the end of the world. I just think that the Rangers and Elias Anderson need to work on fixing this, both sides. It's an ugly situation.
Now, going over to your Kako point of view, you heard a couple arguments against Jack Hughes is only playing 16 minutes. Kako is only playing 15 minutes. Do you think Do you think Quinn is I don't want to say ruining him, but prohibiting him from developing?
Look, I'm not blaming Quinn for playing Kako the way he does. I blame the Rangers for not having the same expectations of Kako as their head coach has. When you draft a player like Kako, who comes over from Finland, you have to play him to his strengths. Imagine if the Penguins draft Evgeny Malkin second overall and try to keep him as a player. The Winnipeg Jets, when they drafted Patrick Laine, they played him to his strengths. He scored, I think, 30 or 40 goals in his rookie season because they used him the way he's best utilized. Quinn doesn't do that because Quinn likes to play a different style of hockey, which is fine. It just means that there's a disconnect between the coaching staff and upper management. There's different expectations, which, again, is not an issue. But if that's the case, they should have drafted Kirby Doc second overall, not Kaapo Kakko.
Okay, I think those are fair points. And I agreed. Last week, I said the same thing, basically. There seems to be a little bit of disconnect between the management and the coach. And, you know, and I don't know how you rectify that. I think you rectify that by, you know, Kaapo Kakko gets 5 goals in the next 7 games, and then we're not really having this discussion.
It happened to Hedo last year. He had 5 games in a row with a goal, so who knows?
Right. But I think there is something there, though. There is something there.
And the comparison I made about him being a Ferrari, let's change that comparison and turn it into a Mercedes. The thing remains, if you draft a player who plays a certain style of hockey and you bring him over to North America and you teach him to play a completely different style of hockey and then complain that he's not living up to expectations, it's unfair to the player.
Right.
And the Washington Capitals didn't do this with Ovechkin. The Penguins didn't do this with Malkin. The Jets didn't do this with Laine. The Florida Panthers didn't do this with Barkov. They played the players to their strengths. And Quinn is just the type of coach who wants to play a different style of hockey, which is not an issue per se. It just means that there's a disconnect between the coaching staff and upper management. And that's the bigger issue here, in my opinion.
Okay. I mean, that's a fair, you know, a fair opinion. I just, to me, it just seems like, yes, I know that they want him to be more north-south. I don't think the Ranger coaching staff is down on him, or I think they're just trying to get him going. I don't think I don't think it's them that's saying, you need to be better. You need to be able to, you know, score some goals for us. I think a lot of the expectations from the fans were very high. And I think it's a learning process.
The fans have high expectations because this is our highest draft pick since 1966.
I know.
It's fair to have high expectations.
Absolutely, but I don't think it comes from the Rangers themselves.
At the same time, Rangers expect a lot from Kaapo Kakko, but it's also not fair to expect him to put up 50, 60 points as an 18-year-old. And on my Twitter account, I made a comparison a couple of weeks ago with all the second overall picks since 2010, so Tyler Seguin, Barkov, Laine, Jack Eichel, and a couple more. And when you look at their production through the first 30 games, Kakko is ranked second, just behind only Patrick Laine in points. So when you compare Kakko to guys like Eichel and Barkov and Seguin, you have to compare them to those players when they were in their first season. Don't compare Kakko as an 18-year-old to Jack Eichel in 2019. That's just not fair.
Right.
And I think that's also the Rangers are really, really desperate to make this work. The Ranger fans are really excited about Kakko, and there's a church of Kakko and blah, blah, blah. This is all great. But Ranger fans are not used to having a player of this caliber. This Kakko is the best prospect we've ever drafted. On draft day, he was better than Brian Leetch. It's that simple. We never had a second overall pick. Now we have one, and Ranger fans are rightfully so eager to see what he can do. And, you know, we just need to be patient. This is still a rebuild. A rebuild doesn't last 1 year. Yeah, we signed Panarin and we signed Trouba, and Adam Fox is doing great, which I'm really happy about. But it's still going to be 2 or 3 years before we're actually contenders. And if Kako can, you know, continue to grow, continue to develop, and be a better player, be a 70-point player at age 21, we are very lucky. And development is not linear. You cannot predict the same development for each player. Some players develop at 18, some players develop at 22. Zuccarello only came over to North America and he was 24. So, you know, it doesn't always work the same way for each player.
Yeah, I agree with you. And I think we're in uncharted territory. You know, we never had a pick this high.
Exactly, and this is not like the Penguins, who had Crosby and Malkin, or the Oilers, who had McDavid and Yakupov and Nugent Hopkins and Draisaitl and Taylor Hall, or the New Jersey Devils, who went through this scenario with Nico Hischier 2 years ago. So they know what to expect from Jack Hughes. So their fans are maybe more patient with Jack Hughes because they've been through this before. And the Rangers haven't done this. Ranger fans are not used to this. I think the last top five pick we had was Brendel.
Right. And I think the thing that happened with Elias Andersson really got people saying, wait a minute, there's something might be wrong on the heels of the Kravtsov incident.
Yeah, and that's the thing. It's not just Elias and Kravtsov. We had Ryan Grubb, who refused to report to Maine. We have Tarmo Rajunainen, who decided to go back to Finland, which is within his rights with the contract he signed. Kravtsov went back to the KHL. Now Elias refuses to report to Hartford. That's four cases in the last 3 months.
All right.
And a couple of years ago, we had guys like Malte Stromwall and Michael Lindqvist and Robin Kovacs who asked for the contract to be terminated to go back to Europe. So now you have seven cases in the last 3 years. And I'm not saying that the Rangers are definitely at fault here, but at the very least, they should at least look in the mirror and see if they could have done something different.
Right.
When Kako was struggling, they flew over to Omorutu, who is their he works for player relations in Europe to look after their prospects in Europe, which is great. They flew into Omorutu. My question is, why didn't they do something similar for Vitali Kravtsov, who as a 19-year-old comes over from Russia, comes over from Chelyabinsk, which is in the middle of nowhere, moves to the United States without family, without friends. He's 19 years old. He speaks the language, but is not perfect. When I was 22, I moved from the Netherlands to South Africa, which was a big shock. Like culturally, I had to speak a new language. Everything is different. I didn't have family to fall back on. I didn't have friends. I was 22 and I was struggling. So I can only imagine what it's like for a 19-year-old to go from like in the middle of Russia to the East Coast in the United States. And I think, I don't know all the details, but I feel like the Rangers dropped the ball there. They could have done better.
I totally agree with you.
By having like a mentor or something.
You have to have a system in place for these.
Yeah.
I said at the beginning of the show, the Rangers have unlimited resources.
Yeah.
They could have a whole team of five people to handle Kravtsov.
Yeah, and then you have Shesturkin, and people say, yeah, but Shesturkin is doing well. Yeah, but Shesturkin, first of all, is 24. Second of all, he grew up in St. Petersburg, which is the most Western city in Russia.
Right.
If you go to St. Petersburg, I've never been there. I really want to go there. But if you go there, from what I've heard, it's like you walk through Amsterdam.
Right.
So completely different. It's a smaller leap from St. Petersburg to Hartford than it is from Chelyabinsk to Hartford. And you cannot expect a 24-year-old to mentor a 19-year-old.
Right. And he's got his own problems, too. I mean,
exactly. So the Rangers, I feel personally, and I don't know all the details, like I said, but I feel personally that the Rangers could have done more in the situation of Kravtsov. And at the same time, the situation with Elias Andersson, Jim said, why can't they have someone from Sweden, one of their scouts, you know, Just put some extra effort into making sure that everything is you know, everything goes smoothly, because these are still teenagers who move across the Atlantic, and
right,
you know, most people when they're teenagers they don't even move to a different state, and these kids move to another continent, and I think a lot of fans underestimate the impact it has on these kids.
Right,
I agree.
I agree. Total, really good points. Really good points. Yeah, I agree with you.
All right, Steve, it's time to wrap up and go watch the game.
All right. One more thing. I'm going to the Czech Republic on Saturday to see Nils Lundqvist and Carl Henriksen. So
that's good. Good luck. I want to let us know what goes on there.
Definitely. Be safe. We'll talk to you soon.
Be safe, right, my brother.
Take care.
Bye.
Bye.
Well, there you go, Jim.
Did we lose?
No.
There we go. Okay. Sorry. I was just trying to. All right. That's going to wrap it up. We'll give you guys a little something different as we close. I'll just end by saying I wish you all the merriest of Christmases, happiest of Hanukkahs, or if you celebrate another holiday, happy holidays.
Kwanzaa.
Yeah.
Festivus.
Whatever else you got out there. We will see you hopefully before the new year. And we love you. Wish you all the best. Have fun. Post pictures in the group if you get Ranger gear for Christmas.
Yeah.
Feel free to post pictures. We want to see what you guys get. Eddie, always a pleasure. I'm going to give him the Brian Boyle video to close out after you and I say goodnight. So.
Well, let's go Rangers. Let's beat the Flyers.
All right. Yes. Enjoy the game, everybody. We'll see you soon. Good night, everybody.
It's Brian fucking Boyle. How many years on this show did we spend making fun of Brian fucking Boyle? And then he shoves it up our ass. He shoved it up our ass last night, Costa, and it hurt. It hurt bad. Sideways. Brian Boyle scoring on our Olympic goaltender. I don't like him. He's a terrible fucking hockey player. He's terrible. He's terrible.
You hate him.
He scored on Henrik Lundqvist, who every fucking day they tell me how great this guy is. Every day. Every day I got to hear my own fucking Facebook group how great Henrik Lundqvist is and how I should suck his cock every goddamn day. I'm tired of it. Brian fucking Boyle scored on him. You know what? I said this last night that I thought I shouldn't say this on the radio because it's insensitive. Fuck it. I hope you can't catch cancer through urine because Brian Boyle pissed all over Henrik Lundqvist last night.
Oh, my
pissed
God.
All over him. He's not good. He was never good. He takes face-offs.
Not
he
good.
Takes defensive
face-offs. Not good for
face-offs.
Us, obviously.
He's 6'15" and doesn't use his body. How many fucking nights did I have to watch him get muscled off the puck by Nathan Gerby?
What about Rick
and
Nash?
David DeArnay? And
what about
other
Rick
guys
Nash?
Who are 4'10".
Rick Nash is
my
the girlfriend, same kind
of player. My girlfriend is 4'10" and could muscle Brian Boyle off the puck. He stinks. And all I keep hearing is, oh, Henrik Lundqvist is so great. Where are my Henrik haters? I don't fucking hate Henrik Lundqvist, you jackasses. But he should be able to stop Brian Boyle on a goddamn breakaway. Merry Christmas. Where's the Tylenol?
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
This is your captain speaking. We've got clear runway and the weather's fine, but we're just going to circle up here a while and get lucky. No, nothing like that. It's just these cash prizes add up quick. So I suggest you sit back, keep your tray table upright, and start getting lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Are you feeling lucky? No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18+ terms and conditions apply. See website for details.